This is Rocky Mountain Voices, powered by PodTech.
It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Good afternoon. My name is Warren Wilby. I'm an ISV evangelist. Welcome to What's New. This show is all about helping ISVs understand some of the new and emerging technologies that Microsoft has and helping you understand some of the opportunities that are out there and how you can use them. Today, I'm here with Dr. Nasser Bargotti. Say hi, Nasser.
Hello.
And we're here to talk about Office 2007. Nasser, can you tell us some of the things that your company is doing and tell us a little bit about your company and their efforts?
Yeah, Document Sciences is the company that I work with. I'm actually the chief technology officer there. We specialize in improving our clients' customer experience. So companies all communicate with their customers. They send them letters, they send them contracts, they send them all types of communications, and we produce those communications, all kinds of personalized and customized documents. For example, in the insurance space, companies use us to produce all the insurance policies and all the letters and the ID cards and so on. In the financial space, they produce all the letters, all the proposals, the statements, monthly statements, and so on.
Letters, pay up now, pay up or we're coming to get you.
That's right. Your travel itinerary or, even the IRS sends letters using our software and so on.
You just became much less popular.
I know. Actually, to make it even less popular, hopefully we're getting a deal whereby the City of London will issue all traffic violations using our software.
Oh, we're in trouble now. We better move on.
Right. So what we've done in the past year and a half or so is really engage with Microsoft to see how we can use the Microsoft Office 2007 technology, which was a new innovative technology, and we wanted to really make use of it. And we found that we could use that in our software to provide people who are designing the documents that we're talking about, all types of personalized, customized documents, a way to do them from within Microsoft Word. Obviously, Microsoft Word is the most ubiquitous tool for content authoring. And anybody who's producing text-based documents uses Microsoft Word. And we found a way using all the innovations in Office 2007 to plug in our technology to Office 2007 and use that to, in conjunction with our server technology, which is very high-end, to do the things I talked about before.
Okay. So many times I hear people talking about Microsoft Office as just, a great way to generate a Word document. You're talking about actually using it to build software on top of.
That's right. So basically we talk about, in general, three types of things. One is to design documents that are intended to be produced in very high volumes. So take a large financial company that wants to send letters to all of its 40 million customers, and they do that on a regular basis. They can design the template in Microsoft Word and put all the variables and rules in that template to make it very personalized and customized, and then use our server technology in conjunction with that to produce those millions of documents. That's one usage. Another usage is for what we call interactive or negotiated documents. So those are documents that may go back and forth in a negotiation process. For example, contracts. So healthcare companies that negotiate benefits contracts with their customers, group contracts and individual ones, use our technology to produce those contracts, then send them to the counterparty, have them change them and then negotiate them and then address all the changes. What we have done is found a way to work with OpenXML, tag all the changes that anybody would be making in a Microsoft Word document, and then find out any alternative clauses that are already approved to replace the change that the customer wants. And so we use open XML technology underneath the Word 2007. We also heavily depend on the Word 2007 API and interface to make our technology seamlessly integrated in that. And the third type of usage is really totally interactive documents, where you start with a document that's designed in Microsoft Word. You use all types of form elements and control elements in Microsoft Word, and that produces a document that's presented on the web with a web experience. And we do that with our technology as well. So it's just not designing a text content authoring with Word, but it's really producing a customer experience.
customer experience, a full application. Right. That's interesting. Well, you left me with a couple of questions. So let's start in. First of all, you know, I've heard people say that they're really afraid to start in using Office as a platform to build on top of because it seems like it would be very complex. Mm-hmm. It seems like it would be hard to dig in. Is that your experience? Is it unapproachable? Take a rocket scientist?
It's quite the opposite, actually, because we've done integrations before with Word 2003 and before. I can definitely say that Word 2007 and Office 2007 offers actually an easy to use and a much more comprehensive programmable layer.
So the person doesn't need doctor in front of their name. That was
no,
just
they
a coincidence.
Don't. Absolutely not. And I think combined with the interface they have, there's also all kinds of examples and how to use things in the Office 2007 that makes it actually easier to start programming with it. So you can really use it as a platform on top of which you can design your own business applications. And that's what we've done, and I think it's well suited for that.
Perfect. Okay, well, another thing is you said OpenXML. Mm-hmm. Now, OpenXML is something that's not very understood. Some people see it as this, you know, odd standardy kind of thing that a lot of people are against, and it's competition for some other standardy thing that people seem to be for, and there's a lot of fear, uncertainty, and doubt surrounding it. From your standpoint, what is it all about? What is this thing, and why is it useful to you?
Well, it's very simple. Before OpenXML, if you would do anything inside of, let's say, Microsoft Word, you would have to deal with a proprietary binary, really, interface, or even when it was HTML, it was sort of Microsoft HTML. With OpenXML, for the first time, we have a truly open interface in the sense that we can use the OpenXML, do our own tags in that XML. Those tags are completely readable by any program. And there are a whole host of programs that understand OpenXML. So we can produce our documents to be consumed by other systems very easily, which we couldn't do before. And it is, I don't know, anybody who says that a standard that Microsoft is behind is not a standard. Well, you know, there's hundreds of millions of people using that tool, so de facto it becomes a standard. However, I think this time Microsoft has gone the extra length of the way to try to make it truly a standard that other people buy into. And we see that actually gaining momentum, but it's pretty comprehensive, and we're able to do everything we need to in the OpenXML technology. So for our purposes, it's a good standard.
Okay. One of the other things I've heard about OpenXML is it's just hard to work with, hard to implement, hard to do anything on top of it. Is that your experience?
Well, XML is XML. I mean, it's if you know how to deal with XML, you know how to deal with OpenXML. There's nothing easier or worse in it. It's really comparable to any XML standard. That's how I view it.
Okay. Well, one last thing I'd like to talk to you about. Obviously, your company's gone on a journey. You've started out not working with Office 2007. You've gone on the journey and now are adopters of it. How would you talk to someone in your position, CTO of an ISV, and tell them, you know, this is how you would get started?
Well, I think, I mean, Microsoft has a wealth of resources. It's a huge company. There's a lot of ways to start working on it. Obviously, you have all the web resources. You can go to Microsoft.com or other websites. There's an Innovate website. I don't remember exactly the
Innovate On
website. Yeah. You can go there and it exposes you to everything that's available and how you can get started. And I think that's a pretty good way for somebody who has never done that before to start on this Microsoft technology integration.
Perfect. Okay, well, I guess that's about our time together. Just to summarize those resources again, obviously you can go to the Microsoft.com website and search on Office 2007. That'll get you a pool of resources. One that you didn't mention is the MSDN website.
Absolutely.
Always a great source, wouldn't you agree?
Yep. That's
and the one that you pointed out and alluded to was the Innovate On website. You'll see that URL at the bottom of your screen. That's a great resource, and it has lots of stuff to help people get started in Office 2007. Well, thank you very much
thank
for joining
you.
Us. If anybody has further questions, my name is Warren Wilbee, and I can be reached at wwilbee@microsoft.com. Thanks, and have a great day.